Well, I met my husband, whose name is Eid Al-Haddad. He was here visiting. He's originally from Lebanon, but he's been living in Israel for a couple of years. He was in the South Lebanese Army, and he has asylum status in Israel. But he was here on a six-month visitor's visa that he got in December of 2001. A couple of months after we met, we got engaged. We decided that before his six-month visa expired, that he should just go back so he doesn't overstay, and then we would just take it from there what we were going to do. So he went back to Israel shortly before his 6 months was over, and then actually we talked almost every day, and then we decided that he should come back. So he bought a ticket for a round trip for 1 month, and at Newark Airport, I went there to meet him, and he never came out of the airport. They said, well, he's been deemed inadmissible. And I said, well, why is that? And they go, we can't discuss why. We're going to put him in a detention center. There's really nothing that you can do. I thought maybe they thought that he was afraid to go back to Lebanon because he was working in the South Lebanese Army, and he's really like persona non grata in Lebanon. It would be a problem if he went back there, and that's why he's in Israel. After 5 months in the detention center, they deported him in January of 2003. I was able to get the information when he was getting deported, and I was able to get a ticket and fly back with him to Israel. And then we got married on March 30th, 2003, overseas. And then I've been trying to bring him back ever since and filing all the paperwork as as my spouse. Because he was deported, they gave him a 5-year bar and said he couldn't come back to this country for 5 years. So he was deported in February of 2003. He isn't eligible to come back until February 2008 unless they waive that 5-year bar. So we filed the papers to waive the 5-year bar so he can come back before then, but they're still working on the waiver. You know, I go to Israel as often as I can. I've been there in the past 4.5 years, like 7 times to visit him, and we talk every day using phone cards, but it's been really difficult because it's like, I don't know why they're not just gonna, give him the waiver and just let him come back. They're supposed to only take up to 6 months and work on a case, but it's been almost 3 years, and it just seems that he's just gonna, for whatever reason, have this full 5-year bar because it's almost like 3 months away and he's still not here. So I don't know when he's coming back, but at least if he's not before then, hopefully February of 2008, they'll finally give him his visa.